This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, it's away time, away and up. Up, up, and away. It's the DJV program, DJ Cubed. That's awkward, though, isn't it, huh? J Cubed. Although I like the sound of it, it means two J's, and there are. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Victoria is out again this week, recovering from her operation, but she assures all of us that she's doing better. Tough. It is tough. You go through an operation that, I mean, it doesn't change. It may, I don't know how to say this, how do I say this appropriately now that I've opened my mouth and put
usually
my foot
into it.
Usually
if you have to say that, it's not ever going to be good, whatever comes next.
Well, she had a serious operation, and so, you know, she's recovering from it, and that's about it. It's not, I didn't get that it was life-threatening, it just was serious stuff, and I think it's probably more female stuff than not, right? So I have to really know. But maybe that's too much.
Good job. You're good.
Come on. I've done enough, right?
Moving on. She's doing
good. All right. Yes. Let's occupy some more time and space here for people because we all love you and your companionship, and apparently you like hanging around with us. Lots of different reasons for this program happening every day, getting together. Jennifer has to get up and get started somehow, so might as well be doing this. Jay has to escape Mac, her young boy, so here, this is an opportunity for her to do that. And I, listen, I'm just here occupying time and space, as I said. Actually, there are a lot of things going on, and the fate of how you travel and where you travel and how you're traveling there, it seems official now that the Boeing 737 MAX, what is it, 2 years since this all started? I think it was about 2 years ago. And all the airlines have put the Boeing 37 MAXs that they had in their fleets back into the air, with the exception of China. And China is the second largest market for commercial air traffic. Boeing is certainly trying to keep their relationship with China. Interesting, because China doesn't have many Airbuses. They're the biggest export to China from America has been airplanes and grain. You know that, right? That is a big bag has got their claws into China because they don't know how to, they have a very bad agricultural experience. They don't have a lot of good land either to grow things on. So here we are supplying them with a lot of food. We ought to use this to our advantage and we don't. We're not smart enough. By the way, the first of the airplanes to crash, the 737 MAX was designed and they started creating them in late 2014. The first ones went into service in early 2017, and the first crash happened in early 2018. And then there was another one in 2019, and a week after that, the planes were grounded, and it was about this time 2 years ago. Yeah. So Boeing's business went into the tank. They had thousands of 737 MAX orders on the books. Pretty much all of them have been canceled. And what happened in the place of American, what American Airlines has found out, very interesting. You know, there used to be a big thing about using big planes because they could carry more people, had to have fewer flights. And so for quite a long time, across America, you saw when the Boeing 767-200, which is a smaller version of that, they put those planes into the sky. I think it was the late 70s, 77, 78 when they came out with them. The 757, 767 came out at the same time. 767 was used in a lot of domestic routes, heavy flights between the traffics like L.A. to New York, L.A. to Boston, Miami. And so these were popular planes. And then somehow or other, somebody figured out, well, if we have smaller planes, we can run more flights. And we can handle more traffic, and it's cheaper to run the small planes. Okay, so then they changed that all around. Well, now, after the COVID thing, when all these planes were grounded, American had a huge fleet of big planes because they're huge in the international market, and that's where they use the big planes. They got all these planes sitting around. So somebody started, we got a lot of traffic going from New York to L.A., so let's use a big plane on that again. And so now they're using a 777. They're not running as many flights, but they're using a big plane. Same thing like Chicago to L.A., Dallas to L.A., Miami to L.A. They're all using big planes again instead of the smaller ones. So American canceled all the rest of the orders they had for 737s, and they ordered 787s, which are bigger planes that normally, again, would be used on international service. But they are beefing up a lot of their international routes because they've just made a big deal with JetBlue to kind of screw over all of the people like me that have had, we have accounts with American for 45 years. Now, my major route is Boston to L.A. They want me to ride on JetBlue because they made a deal with them so that JetBlue could feed passengers into their system in L.A. and in Boston and in Miami. So anyway, that kind of stuff is maybe inside the baseball park, but I thought it was interesting that the official notification came out, but the Chinese are not going to fly 737. So what's that going to do to that sort of travel? So now we're talking about airplanes. People are trying to make a big deal out of Donald and Melania Trump flying a little old plane. They were using a private jet apparently from New York down to Florida. And so people, look at this. This is terrible. Look at him. He's a mere run-of-the-mill, everyman-type private jet. What's the story? This shows how far he's fallen. Well, not so fast. The second part of the story is that his plane, which was a 757 manufactured in 1977, formerly an American Airlines 757, has been in mothballs in there's a little airport outside of New York called Stewart Field. It's been sitting there for 4 years. It has now been moved down to Louisiana for maintenance to get it ready. He wasn't sure that he wanted to have people seeing him in it before he really acknowledged that he wasn't going to be president again. So for those of you who took delight in seeing the sight of Trump entering a 24-year-old Cessna Citation X, it's no big deal. But isn't it amazing?
Well, what I'd like to say to those people who were going after him? Is your plane bigger?
Yeah, right. How's your plane running?
I'm sure all those girls? Twitter trolls are out there flying their planes on the weekend.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and speaking of flying, SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket carrying Starlink satellites up into orbit. The Falcon 9. How many of these things have blown up on the pad? Is it these or is it some other? What's the one that keeps blowing up? They've had three or four of them blow. I don't think it's the Falcon 9, but it's one of the SpaceX.
No.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway, so it was launched on Sunday, carrying 60 different satellites into orbit. Can you imagine how much stuff? We talk about this all the time. How much there is? They can't even count how many things there are up in the 200 to 300 mile range.
Do you think they have to pay the extra 50? That's a lot of luggage. I think they have to pay the extra $50 to load each one of those. Man.
This is the Falcon 9 is a two-stage rocket. The first stage booster supports they can reuse these. I guess that's what everybody likes about
them. That's the beauty of most of the SpaceX stuff is that you can reuse them, which I think
it's kind of cool to watch them. Have you watched any of them land when they come back down again? It's kind of like out of an old space movie. You never used to think that these things could just land with the rockets cushioning them down as they land, but that's what happens. So the SpaceX first orbital class rocket capable of reflight. Very smart. This guy's a very smart guy. So how many people, are we getting more and more used to these stories so that maybe the more and more of us could think about taking a flight on one of these SpaceX things or in Virgin, as a Virgin space rocket that Branson has developed to bring people into outer space for that activity, a trip around the world in 90 minutes that you pay $200,000 for. Yippee! Who wants to do that?
I don't know if I'm ready to take the first voyage because, it's a little scary.
I want to be.
But I think
the first.
The prospect of it really excites me. I think it's the coolest thing. I think the saddest part of the last few years, there have been a lot of things, but one of them was getting rid of the space program. And I think Elon Musk and SpaceX have added people, have brought that back, that something we can get excited about.
Bush and Obama really booted that one badly.
Double team.
Very badly. Very, very, very badly. Both of them. They didn't understand it. I don't know whether it's the time they grew up in or whatever it is, but they sure were clueless when it came to the space program. I guess they were clueless about a lot of stuff. In a moment, speaking of being clueless, the story of a Florida woman who pretended to be a plastic surgeon right after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or no bank guarantee to may lose value.
An answer to the question, is there a doctor in the house? Florida woman who claimed to be a licensed plastic surgeon arrested after a man claimed his face was disfigured after she performed nose surgery on him. Alacara Jimenez de Rodriguez, arrested in the Doral. She was in the middle of performing another procedure on another patient when detectives...
Oh, whack job.
Entered her office and arrested her. Sounds like a good TV show. The Doral Police Department said it was contacted by Vincenzo Zerlo, who underwent some rhinoplasty surgery.
Vincenzo took this because he had his nose removed by a nut job.
She charged him $2,000 and made a mess of his nose. She doesn't have a license. She has no medical degree. She just kind of there and thought, okay, I got a couple of knives and forks in my drawer. I can probably become a nose surgeon. Yeah, there you go. Congratulations. By the way, the closest price to the $2,000, it was $20,000 to get this guy's nose fixed. So he took the cheap road. See what that gets you.
I mean, today's when people try to scam people out of money, but out of a nose?
Well, listen, it gives them more reason to want to have the visage. Got to use that to... Okay. Anyway,
you can just use a garden hose now. Got no nose.
Yes. Today's the first anniversary of us talking about the COVID thing. Last week was the actual anniversary, and we started talking about it this week a year ago. How about that? Time flies. Speaking of that, it's 21. 21-
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with the J's cubed. It's Jennifer. Cube means, remember when we were in algebra and we had a 2 beside, that meant 2 of whatever it was. A cube, though, in my mind, means like more than 2. It would be like 4 because it's a multi-sided box, right? A cube is a multi-sided, it's an evenly built box. So does it make sense to have this?
Yeah, but don't mess up kids. I mean, the new math is already hard enough. So squared means you take it times itself,
2,
basically. Right. Not
okay,
times
well.
2 by itself.
And
by
isn't itself. Cubed times 3? Square is 2. Cubed is times 3.
Squared. That's right. It is squared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right, Jay. Very good.
Right.
Yeah.
J squared. That's right. Thank you. All right. Let's get out of this fast. The weekend made a lot of noise last week about not being in the Grammys ever. And apparently a lot of people on social media, Jay, are agreeing with him. Before the Super Bowl, I know we've talked about the weekend a little bit, and he made a big splash and people paid a lot of attention to him until it came to time to vote at the Grammys. Who's on the board? Who votes? Are there any blacks on the board? If there are, why are they not voting for more blacks to get Grammy Awards? It would seem to me, given what you said, Jay, last week about him having a big hit song, that he ought to have been considered, but he wasn't. So he said, okay, screw you guys. I'm not going this year, and I'll never go again. So apparently he's gotten his following has increased exponentially because of that, right?
His following, I feel like it's pretty much the same, but people are definitely talking about him boycotting the Grammys. A lot of people are saying, you know, that's like saying, hey, everybody on Facebook, I'm leaving Facebook for a week. Like, if you're going to boycott, just boycott. You don't need to announce it. However, a lot of artists are standing by him, and they're speaking out to Zayn, Nicki Minaj, Wiz Khalifa, Teyana Taylor. They're talking about the Grammys voting politics, where basically, unless you shake hands, schmooze,
right,
network, send gifts. Boy. You're not even up for nomination consideration.
So is J-Lo up for any nomination?
Welcome to life. What is with these people? That's life. That's life. You have to schmooze in life. You have to have relationships. Otherwise, you're not going to go anywhere.
So sorry, quality means nothing. Is that what you're saying, Jennifer? No quality.
Well, I think quality means something, but come on. Let's look at our industry. How many jobs are given? And I'm not even like trying to take down people's talent. I mean, there are just a lot of talented people and not
a lot of people
jobs.
Doing talk radio.
So it's always who you know.
Who have zero talent. Zero. But yet, they've made a lot of noise. They have blogs. They have a lot of social media presence. So let's make them a talk show host. Yeah. It sounds like this.
And artists of color were definitely celebrated last night. And Fiona Apple is another person that was not taking heat, but people were commenting how she's always had issues with the Grammys. And she said that she wasn't going to be a part of it this year. She actually released a statement on Instagram, a video statement saying the reason she wasn't a part of anything was because of her sobriety. She doesn't know how to be in the public eye on a stage of that magnitude, you know, having all those cameras on her while sober.
Without being drunk?
Oh, yeah. Great. So great. For her own sobriety, she... That
all right,
was
but I asked the question, was J-Lo up for anything in the Grammys? Was she there?
No, it was only performers, people who were nominated, and then their guests.
I got it. Okay. Because the J-Lo and A-Rod thing has occupied a lot of space, hasn't it, on social media?
Yeah. Are they together? Aren't they together? Was a third party involved? People are saying, no, there's no third party involved. It's just between them. But I don't know. There's a lot of DM issues.
Yeah, that people were saying he was going to their DMs.
Hmm. Yeah, and especially
that's direct
a reality
messages,
star.
Doug.
Oh, okay. I was just going to ask what a DM is. Thank you very much. Direct messaging, eh?
Right,
so he's a dirtbag, basically. Why does she want to hang around with him? So there must be something about him that is attractive. And what?
Nice place cough.
Why do you think I put it there? Hello.
Oh, man.
Yes, I understand, Jennifer. Some things are hard to understand, but we'll...
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday ordered FEMA to help care for a growing number of migrant children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. FEMA is normally used when there is a crisis, something the current administration refuses to admit since dismantling President Trump's border policies. Texas power retailer Gritty Energy LLC is planning to file for bankruptcy after the state grid operator cut off the company's access to customers for unpaid bills following the deadly Texas freeze. About 150 people were arrested in Miami Beach, Florida over the weekend as lots of unruly spring breakers descended on the city. Friday marked the wildest day in the party hotspot as about 120 people were arrested and two police officers were injured during clashes with revelers. The city is under a midnight curfew amid the pandemic. The officers who were injured had been attempting to make an arrest when they were attacked. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Gasoline prices have increased a quarter over the last 3 weeks, and according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, they could go even higher. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Trilby Lundberg tells us the national average is now $2.87, which is up 72 cents in the last 16 weeks. The price is also 51 cents higher than a year ago. Lundberg tells us there are several reasons for the increase, supply, and of course, the prices for crude oil.
That accounts for more than half of this price hike at the pump. Higher crude oil prices and also the supply of gasoline way down because of the idling of a lot of refining capacity during last month's cold snap, extreme cold and power outage.
States seeing the cheapest gas prices, according to AAA, Missouri, Tennessee, Texas, Arkansas, and South Carolina round up the top five. While technically not a major championship, the Players' Championship provided some major theater on Sunday as Justin Thomas wins the TPC Sawgrass just outside Jacksonville, Florida.
It's just a great test of golf. I mean, that's why it's a Players' Championship, and I tried to stay patient. You know, I felt like those last three holes on Friday changed the momentum for us for the tournament. You know, birdie in 16 and then that birdie on 18 was huge, and getting a little bit of momentum and then kind of rode that into Saturday and obviously had a great day, and then today it was about trying to get into position and then hang on from there.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Forget, we're in a new time zone. 34 after the hour. It's always, at this point in the hour, 34 past the hour. But, did you remember to turn your clocks ahead? How many people didn't raise your hand? Ladies, do you have any trouble with clocks?
Nope. Nope. Phone does it itself.
Isn't that awful? It's really, truly. You don't have to even think about it because it's automatic. It seems like there's something that needs to be, that we need to pay attention to things like getting an hour or losing an hour. Where are those, by the way? Last week there was a lot of conversation about these new bills. A couple of people have been, you know, here's bipartisanship at work. Let's get rid of daylight savings. So where's all that? What's that effort about? And how do you think, what do you think should happen? I guess is the real question. Are you tired of changing? Seems it seems like nonsense, really, for
a
few months.
Well, it's not useful anymore. I mean, I guess it was useful at one point, but here's the thing. In California, we voted to get rid of it, but the bill was only to, or the proposition said, well, we can't get rid of it, but we'll give the power to the state legislature to get rid of it, which they haven't ever done. Come on.
Why can't they get rid of it? What do you mean we can't get rid of it? Why can't they?
We voted, I think it was in the last election, we had a proposition to end daylight savings time. Everybody voted for this thing. So, okay, fine. Then you read down into the proposition, it says it doesn't get rid of daylight savings time. It gives the state legislature power to end it when they want to end it.
Right.
They haven't ended it yet.
Aye.
Here we sit. People voted on it, and nobody, there's nothing happening.
Yeah,
I thought Marco Rubio was right. Marco Rubio was like, it's enough is enough. Why are we doing
this? Yeah, it was a Democrat, Rubio, and who was the Democrat? Rubio, the Republican.
I just saw Rubio's tweets last week.
There was a Democrat who was involved in sponsoring the bill. I remember that.
Well, I don't know if it's a bill. It was just complaining about it.
No, there's a bill that's been introduced in Congress to get rid of it. That I know. And Rubio was one of the sponsors, and there's a Democrat who's on the other side, and I'm trying to remember.
I mean, you're a farmer. Is there any reason why we have to keep going back and forth?
No, it's like school vacations. No reason for those to have school vacations. Well, during the year, the week off, during a normal year in February or April, or sometimes they put it together and they have them in March when they have spring break. And then they, at the end of June, after they've had 180 some odd days in school, which is what the requirement is, then you have summer vacation. But there's no purpose. The reason summer vacation came about is because youngsters were needed on the farm to work. And youngsters aren't needed on the farm to work much anymore. Although we have kids on the farm, on my farm at work, mostly college students that come to work. We had three or four of them last year. And it was cool. They're good kids. But it's not like it's mandatory. And that was the way it was back in, you know, the 1800s when the school calendars were kind of, that's how far back they, in the modern era, we're still using a calendar for school that was created back in the 1880s. Great. Okay. Most of Italy in lockdown, cases of the virus risen in the last couple of weeks. Spread of the new variant that has been found around Europe. There's some problem in Britain that we know. There's some in France, some now in Italy. So what are we going to do about that? Meanwhile, there are 6,000 people in quarantine, ladies, after students at Duke were told to remain in their dorms for the next 7 days because of a huge outbreak of COVID that came after the rush parties began as students came back last month. So Duke...
What's a huge number? Like, what did it start with?
Well, there were 180 students who tested positive for this on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah, that is. And so they told everybody that's at Duke, you're in quarantine for a week. If you don't like it, then go somewhere else, basically. And then there are a lot of people who are listening to their ministers, their rabbis, their priests, telling them to get their vaccination. And then people say, well, wait a minute, I didn't go to church for you to tell me to get a shot. I don't want to get a shot. So is this a stumble, or is this just kind of where everybody's getting in on the act? I mean, I don't have a problem with getting people to get a shot, frankly. And I know it sounds strange for me because I'm not a big fan of vaccines, generally speaking. But I do think this one, I don't know, there are more, it seems to me, in my judgment, there's more good than bad to come out of it. But I know there are people on all sides. And listen, the cancel culture being, there are some people who go on the air and they, well, I don't know if I should admit to getting a shot because the people who listen to me that don't like shots, maybe they'll turn me off. Hey,
well,
you know what? If that's all it takes to have them turn you off, they're not much listener support anyway. Would you say, Jen?
But there's, you've got to just make your personal decisions for your health. The problem that I think people are afraid of is that it's going to become a mandate now to do anything. You're going to have the vaccine, and that's not necessarily giving people choice.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think there are a lot of people on both sides, some who are just like, oh, not going to get it at all, don't want to talk about it. And then I think there are other people who are saying, well, I'm not going to hang out with people who haven't been vaccinated, or I'm not going to be...
Right.
Around those
I'm a Democrat. I mean, I'm not hanging out with Republicans.
Well, it's just more division. It's like, let people make their personal health decisions.
So Fauci said yesterday, that he thought that the former president, listen to me, I was going to call him, well, he is, don't they refer to former presidents as president? President Obama, President Bush, President Trump. Okay. So Fauci said that Trump ought to urge his supporters to get a vaccine. And Republicans are, for whatever the reason, see, I don't get, this is what I don't get. Just because you're a Republican, just because you like Trump, you're not going to get a vaccine. Trump got a shot very early on, it turns out.
I think it's kind of weird. Trump created the vaccine. Trump's the reason we have it today because of Operation Warp Speed. I mean, he didn't create it,
well,
he cleared the roadblocks.
Yeah.
Well, he cleared the roadblocks that would have normally taken 5 or 10 years, happened in 10 months. So, you know, some people are just wary of what the government does, and those are typically people who are Republicans because we want less government, not more government. So I don't know if Trump even telling people to get the vaccine, which he did, he hasn't been telling people not to. In fact, he was touting it, got it himself, is the one who takes credit for creating the vaccine. So I don't know. I don't know why Fauci says that he's the one that has to come and get people. I think people are wary because
he said he had to, but I think there was a lot of resistance among, and I feel badly for my friends who are Republicans that don't care to be in this group. That's kind of where I was when I dropped out of being a Republican 10 or 12 years ago, because you're just tired of all this like speak. You can't have a mind of your own.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
Oh,
I think
Jennifer,
Republicans,
yes, it is. It's
exactly,
way
when it comes
beyond.
To that, wait, when it comes to vaccines, it's not every Republican who's not getting a shot. I think that's a bunch of crap. I don't buy that.
More Republicans are not getting shots than Democrats.
Yes, why? Because at the core of Republicans, there's two reasons. One, you have more people who are religious, and religious people are taking issue with vaccines and always have. So that's number one, and more people associate as Republicans when they have a faith in God or they're members of certain churches. Number one. Number two, you have people who are wanting less government in our lives, not more. Those people are also wary. But there are plenty of Republicans who have gotten this vaccine.
I would relish the time when we all began, when we went back to thinking for ourselves, and we don't think a particular way because we're Republican.
I think that's exactly what Republicans are doing right now, the ones that you're talking about. Yeah. They're thinking for themselves. They're not part of groupthink thinking that they need to have the vaccine. They're trying a different way. I mean, I think there's plenty of exceptions. I don't think Jay decides that she's a Republican and she's not getting a vaccine. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm a Republican who's thinking about it, and I probably am going to get the Johnson & Johnson when I'm eligible. But this is free thinking. I think the one that maybe is group thinking in all of this might be you, and I say that with love, but I think there's a lot of free thinking people of all different parts.
Why am I not? Explain. I don't know what you mean.
Everybody has to get the vaccine.
I think that you're smart to get the vaccine.
Why are people in Republic? Right. So that's your opinion.
I think you're smart to get it. That is my opinion. I'm getting it not because I really think I need it, frankly. I've been very upfront about that. I wouldn't get it if it wasn't for me wanting to travel. That's my reason for getting it is because I want
to
travel.
Some people aren't going to travel, and some people are going to just want to live where they are, and some people have health risks, and they don't want to take the vaccine yet.
Why, you think I'm telling everybody to get a shot? Does it sound like I'm trying to get everybody to take a shot?
You're an advocate for it, yes.
I'm an advocate for it for the reasons that I've explained.
Because you're upset with people for not getting the shot. That's what you've just
articulated. I'm upset about.
You've articulated you're ticked off that people aren't getting shots. And you're saying it's because they're Republicans. And I'm telling you it's not.
No, I didn't say that. Those words never came out of my mouth. What I am concerned about are, you know, this Johnson & Johnson thing. Now there are people in Japan who are questioning whether it's really, they've done some research on it over there. Is it any good? The AstraZeneca vaccine in France has been tested, and apparently there are huge negative side effects on that. And so then we get the people thinking, oh, my God. You know what? It's as different as night and day depending on who you are. I talked to somebody yesterday who got the vaccine. As a matter of fact, it was the guy who was towing my truck back to the farm from Connecticut. We were talking about he's 70 years old and he'd gotten the shots and he feels like he needed to. He got his family to do it. And here's a guy who couldn't, most of the conversation on my way back, sitting in the truck with him as he was towing me back for 2 hours, was about Trump and how Trump helped the country, all the things that he did. And we wouldn't be in this mess with China if Trump had real, you know, that kind of stuff. And yet he went to get the vaccine because he thinks that it is a smart thing. Actually, what he said was his wife told him to get a shot. And that's why he got the shot. So, well, listen, whatever it is that makes you do what you do. In terms of the virus itself, how many people have seen this? There was an old tribe in the Amazon, been there for centuries. The last member of this tribe, the Juma tribe, died over the weekend from COVID. So it extinguished the entire tribe. Nobody's left. And so you wonder sometimes, how in the world did it get, if they lived in isolation, how'd they get it? They had no outside contact with...
Same argument being made about people, about California versus Florida. How is California doing worse when we were living more isolated than those people in Florida?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Are you getting it more at home than you are out in public?
Yeah. A lot of European countries have banned flights to and from England. So you can't... This has been actually... Portugal hasn't allowed any flights from England since January. And so apparently what people are doing is flying indirectly to Portugal. They fly through Madrid, or they go to Rome or something like that, or they go to Frankfurt, and then they go to London. I would think that they'd be able to trace those people, though. Going into England, you get a lot of questions. I've been to England hundreds of times, and the more recent trips, they ask you a lot of questions about where you've been and what you were doing. So I can't imagine that someone wouldn't be able. Well, of course, then people don't have to tell the truth unless they have a record of it. The developers of the Sputnik virus vaccine in Russia, apparently they have final approval to sell this stuff in Europe, which I found kind of interesting. The head of Russia's fund, the Kirill Dmitriev Fund, said that they have put the money up for this, and now companies in Italy, Spain, France, and Germany are going to start producing the Sputnik vaccine to be used in Europe. I think I'm not interested in a vaccine called Sputnik. What do you think, ladies? I think I'll stay home on that one.
I would pass on that, I think.
Yeah, right, exactly. here in Massachusetts, half of the people employed by the Department of Corrections have said no, they will not get a shot. So as it turns out, a lot of them are sick, and a lot of, like Rhode Island prison staff, refused pretty much across the board the vaccine. I don't know what they're doing with the people that are in jail, though. What are they doing in California down where you are, Jay? Are they forcing the inmates in jail to have a shot? Can you do that? Can you force the shot?
I don't know if you can force them, but I do know in California, one of the big controversies is that inmates got them before many senior citizens did. So that was one of the big things. And I don't know if it's forced or not.
Recent study from Johns Hopkins reports there are 161 deaths for every 100,000 cases of COVID. That's one of the stories in the DJV download. You can check it out every day. An overview, backgrounds, a lot of things about a lot of things about our conversations on the air. Every day a summation can be had by finding the download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
After the hour, beyond the believable, it's Tom Kreitler, who is unbelievable here on the DJV.
What an introduction.
That's great, right? Well, listen, you can count on one thing. I always have something good to say about you. Tom Kreitler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program and all the ancillary things that go with it, their podcast, the newsletter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and the big news on the sweepstakes coming up after we find out what Jennifer has on her mind, one of our listeners around the country that likes Tommy. She said, I need more storage room. Want to add flooring to my attic. Is that something I can do by myself? That's a good question, Jennifer.
Yeah, you know, you can do it yourself. But I tell you, Doug, working in the attic is tricky. I always tell folks to remember the medical oath, first do no harm, because a lot of times folks will go up in the attic, especially if you have a roof structure that's made from trusses. Well, you could floor. Yeah, you could hurt yourself or you could hurt your building. It's true.
Yeah.
If you have a roof structure made of trusses, you cannot cut any of those trusses because every piece of that wood is important. But what you can do is there are a number of products out there that will allow you to lift the floor up off the bottom of the trusses or up off the ceiling joists that contain your insulation, and therefore avoid you compressing that insulation or ruining the structure and affecting the building and your energy bills and so on negatively. If you go to moneypit.com, on the homepage right now, there's an article that walks you through the entire process of how to add flooring to your attic. And if you do it carefully, and if you follow the steps in there, and we also recommend a few different products that can help, you can do this very successfully.
Okay, you know what I have found in going to the attics in various homes that I've been in? You better wear a mask. There's something about the lack of, even if there are events that you have in your attic, there's something about the atmosphere and the air in the attic, whether it's the dust from blown in. I don't know what it is, but I know every time I go into an attic, I feel like crap when I come out.
Yeah, it's smart to wear respiratory protection. Certainly, if you're going to do an insulation project, you need to wear long sleeves and long pants and eye protection and all of that. But, no, I think certainly that's a good idea to do that in that attic. It's very dry, and you do get part of the fiberglass in the air.
Yeah, not good. Okay, here's something that is good. The sweepstakes, I think that you're all done with this week, right? The money pit.
Actually, this is, when we say last chance, we're not kidding. It ends at noon today Eastern time.
Ah.
But you got time right now to go to bobvila.com and enter the Money Pit Podcast Makeover Sweepstakes. You can win one of $500 Amazon gift cards. So, hey, what the heck? Maybe you'll be lucky and you'll win. Go today. Go right now to bobvila.com and enter the Money Pit Makeover Sweepstakes.
All right, so have some fun with that. bobvila.com. It's B-O-B-V-I-L-A. All right, what's going on? The latest episode of the podcast does what with your driveway?
Yeah, we're talking about driveway do-overs now that spring and winter is past. You know, it's a good time to look at that surface of the driveway and determine whether you can do some repairs or maybe it's time for replacement. We walk you through all the steps with that. We also talk about easy deck restoration. You know, if your deck is cracked, for example, if all the boards are cracked, or maybe you just got a few that got splinters, we talk about a little trick of the trade where you can just take one of those boards out and flip it over, Doug, and reattach it.
Ah.
Because generally speaking, the underside, which has not been exposed to any sun, is in perfect condition.
It's
a little dirty, but it's always in good shape.
Yeah. You know, I had my driveway is a mess, both at the farm and here. And I had somebody come in and give me a price. The cost of asphalt is nuts. When all the oil prices went up, the price of asphalt went up. When the price of oil went down, guess what didn't go down? A guy gave me a price of $30,000 to fix my driveway here. I said, what do you think? You know, they look at the house, they say, oh, you can afford it. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. They bid you, not the job.
I'll do? I go myself, because I have a crew of guys in the farm. I hire a truck. Go to there's a local asphalt plant nearby.
Yep.
They let them bring the stuff over. We'll spread it out and rent a roller, and I'll do the driveway myself.
There you go.
Pay that kind of dough. Wow. What's up in the newsletter department? I see you've got a lot of focus on portable power tools there.
Yep. We talk about Hart Tools, a brand new line of tools out at Walmart exclusively. A really great set of tools, all run on the same.
What's the name of it? What's the brand?
Hart, H-A-R-T.
Is that a new brand? Is that a store brand? I don't know that name.
It's a brand. It's an exclusive brand for Walmart. It's actually the company behind it is TTI. It's a great company. They make Ryobi and a bunch of other good quality tools. But I love these tools. They're so well designed, and they're available at Walmart, which makes them accessible for everyone. Plus, we talk about building backyard privacy gardens and preventing plumbing leaks. Doug, do you know that with PVC pipe, folks are finding that if they have a mice infestation, they'll eat through the plumbing pipes and cause water leaks.
Perfect.
So we report on that. As if you didn't have enough to worry about already in your house.
First, shoot all the mice. That's what you have to do and go from there. All right, Tommy, catch it all. The podcast, the newsletter, sign up for the Bob Vila contest at moneypit.com. Tom and Doug at 59.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.